How you doing, baby?
Come on! What's up?
Nothing much. Happy New Year to you, Lou Dickman. And thank you.
Yes.
Thank you again for having the Darkroom Men play on New Year's Day. I know that was a while ago, but thank you again.
Great way to start the year.
It really was, and it really went well, and I was very happy for everybody there. It was fun.
Old folks can boogie. And vegetarians do drink.
I wanted to bring up today is the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl. How about that? Do you remember the first Super Bowl, Lou?
No, I would have been 8 years old.
Well, I mean, that's cognizant enough if you're a football family.
Who was in the first Super Bowl?
The Packers and the Chiefs. It was the NFL-AFL championship game.
Is that the one where we keep seeing the video of Hank Stram?
I believe so, Lou, in his toupee, in his magic toupee.
And I guess I do. That was Len Dawson with the quarterback?
I believe so, and Fred the Hammer.
It's all coming back now, Commission. It's all coming back.
Fred the Hammer Williamson promising he was going to bring the hammer onto the Packers and getting carried off on a stretcher himself.
I couldn't control the hammer.
Yeah. You know, that was the only Super Bowl that was shown on two networks, Lou, because they couldn't decide whether to give it to one or the other, who did the NFL and AFL. So NBC and CBS both broadcast it, but the tape was erased. Did you know that?
Which one? Which tape?
The videotape of the first Super Bowl was erased because they used to erase tapes in those days. They didn't keep it.
Oh.
But there are rumors that somebody has a nearly complete one. It's just missing part of the third quarter, so.
That was the first helmet cam.
The first of everything, Lou.
If you're going to take your own videos back then, you would have had to bring a shoulder harness.
Exactly. And it just shows you how different the world is, Lou. You know, it didn't even sell out. That's how... different the
black and white.
It was, you know, it was in color.
And now look at it. You can't get a ticket under $3,000.
Exactly. So God bless America, Lou. And Ricketts.
Yes. You got that. And Ricketts. And Tom Ricketts.
So Lou, I wanted to bring up something. Who was your Bear MVP this year? If you had to give an MVP.
My Bear MVP?
Yeah. Of the Chicago
Robbie Gold. Bears. Robbie Gold
for leaving. Exactly.
That's your perm kicker for the New York Giants.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes,
you got
Robbie
out when
Gold.
The getting was good, baby.
And yep.
It turned out pretty well for him. He at least got a playoff game. I'm going to give it to Jordan Howard. Good old number 24 from the Indiana Hoosiers. He was the guy. Yeah, he was the guy for me. But we'll see what happens next year. It'll be interesting to see who's quarterbacking, that's for sure.
Oh, yes. Tony Romo.
Romo. Oh, God. That would just kill me. But anyway.
Why would you think the Bears would get anything less?
Yeah, you're right. When you're right, Lou. All right, your question of the week, Lou. Now, what ingredient would you never put in a chili that you've seen other people put in?
Corn.
Corn, yeah. I've always thought that's unusual, too, but that's very Tex-Mex, isn't it?
I don't know either.
I thought that was...
I wouldn't say it's Tex-Mex, because Tex-Mex is no beans.
Right. Oh.
So I couldn't imagine them allowing the kernel.
It seems like it's a filler of some sort, and, you know, it seems like a border thing. I don't know.
At least you didn't say cashews.
Oh, yeah. At least you didn't say cashews, Lou. Oh! Who would violate a chili with a nut?
I've asked that question every day of my life, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out, Sue.
All right, folks. Have an outstanding week. And go Bears!
Boom. How you doing, baby?
Happy Sunday, doing outstanding.
Yeah, isn't it beautiful outside, man?
Oh, beautiful day to be sitting in a dark bar.
As usual. Man, the last two weekends kind of flew by, but weren't they significant? Lou, how did everything work out with the Polar Plunge as far as contributions?
Oh, everything was fantastic. We raised a few hundred here in Chicago.
Right.
Out in Massachusetts, they raised over $50,000.
Oh, my.
Yeah. The folks out there enjoyed the videos, the slideshows.
Good.
Everything was fantastic.
It was something. How was that water, Lou? You never really described it.
It was chilly, but refreshing.
There you go. And we got to learn the origin of the nickname Sweater, which was a special for everybody involved.
Yes, yes, yes.
But a great...
Oh, my.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, no, it was just a great time, and it was just the way that everything was set up and the people that helped you out who went in with you. Great moment. And then, of course, the chili competition, which was fantastic, too.
Yes, yes, yes. And in a typical Chicago way, Chip Martin successfully loaded the ballot box.
They
went on to victory.
That's
in Bill Cady style.
That's why we needed Clinky there. We need the official man.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mr. Clinky was unfortunately detained in Colorado.
Yeah, tough break for him.
Yes, yes, yes. He missed all the fun.
So Lou, baseball has started. The pitchers and catchers have reported. The games will start next week. Do you have an early preliminary feel for where the Cubs and White Sox are going to place this year?
My early preliminary feel...
Yes.
...is... The White Sox are going to struggle.
Okay. Yes,
No. Even more. I think Renteria is in for a little bit of a challenge. Hopefully, the Sox only need motivation.
Yeah.
You know, to come out that hot for 25 games for one quarter of the season, an eighth of the season or whatever it is.
Yep.
And they just implode like that. I think it's got to be a motivational thing. The Cubs got everything going for them. I mean, they're riding high. Charles Schwarber's on the road back. Unfortunately, we're going to see him in the outfield and not behind the plate. to help out that kid Contreras.
Yep.
And it's going to be a good season for them. I know they're going to be over that 500 mark, but I think there's a target on their back, and people are going to step up their games to play against them, and you got to watch out for St. Louis. I don't think they're going to lay down 2 years in a row.
That's interesting. You know, I was perplexed by the pick of Renteria by the Sox. You know, they got off the Ventura era. He's a low-key guy, and then they bring in Rick Renteria, who's just an old baseball dude. When are they going to, really shake up this stuff? You know, I don't get it. It's just more of the same, it seems.
Well, you know, that's for all the faults of Reinsdorf, he is loyal, and he's loyal to the fault of not only the White Sox, but, the Bulls as well. Until you get a mindset change in the front office of the White Sox, I think it's every man for themselves.
All right,
they have to win. They have to win despite themselves.
Your question of the week, sir, is your best story about the great Steve Pickett. You want to hear some maligning story of the past that you can give him?
Well, the great stories of Steve Pickett will have to be told by Steve. So why don't we try to get him on a podcast within the next couple of weeks?
Let's do that.
All right, we will. It's a done deal.
All right, Lou, give us your catchphrase out, and let's have a beautiful Sunday.
Have an outstanding week, and join the
Bears!
What's up, Commissioner?
All right, here we are live at the Sovereign for the Lou Dickman Weekly Podcast. Lou?
Yep.
How are we doing today? I mean,
not good, Commissioner. Not good at all.
We go in losing 10-3, but you still think the road to 7-9 is available.
Yeah, it better be, but not by my picks this week. I could get blanked in the afternoon.
Oh, no.
Get blanked in the afternoon. Oh well.
Well, Lou, let's get this over week. We're trying to do the Bear of the Week every week. You're not cooperating, but what is your Bear of the Week this week?
Well, the penalty-ridden good old 82, Ted Larson.
Ted Larson. Lou, Ted where Larson. Is he from? Where is he from?
Right now, he's from Detroit.
Lou, I got the backup to good old number Jordan Howard, whatever his number is.
33.
No, that's Jeremy Langford. That's my Bear of the Week.
Oh.
Yeah. So we got him going. Where's he from? I
Jeremy Langford?
Yeah, yeah. He's from Michigan State, your favorite. Where's you don't know where your guy is from. All right, we'll get over the Bear of the Week there. So we're going to go off book here because we have a man, a legend, Miller Bob is here.
Take it was away, his Miller birthday. Bob.
It was birthday yesterday. So give me an analysis of the first half, Bob.
Okay, first half. Let's see. Well, the Lions had a couple of long plays pulled back because of penalties.
Yes.
So I believe if they can get their cheating game together, they will be able to succeed
exactly
in the second half according to their game plan.
That's it. That's the whole Lions game plan right there in a nutshell. Right. So next week, dude,
there is not enough referee enforcement to foil this plan, so I don't know. It's not looking good.
That's right. So Miller Bob is always wearing black, but next week he promises. Next week for Packer Sunday, he's going to wear some bear wear, and you're going to have to find it.
I'll have to find it. It's in a donation bin. I have to pull it out.
So next week, come to Packer Sunday here at Lou Dickman Weekly, because we're going to guarantee a full house, as we have about 6 people here today.
Guaranteed.
All right. Thank you, Miller Bob. Lou, let's see what we have here. We're going to continue. Next week is Packer Week, Lou. What do you have planned for Packer Week?
Victory.
Victory. That's all there needs to be planned. So let's go to your question of the week and get out of here. Lou, what's the best thing to do with the holly and the ivy? Lou, what is the best thing to do with the holly and the ivy? To continue our December Christmas theme.
Walk by it in the aisle. It's the best thing to do. Just walk by it.
Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week. Go Bears!
Go Bears!
This is a Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week like hell. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's 3-in-1 service. When you have a 3-way, you only need to do one thing. See Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou 3-way's yours.